Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your dream whisperer. Hi, everybody. This is show number 13. I guess last month I got so excited about making a whole year that I want to carry it on all through this new year. Okay, I've got some exciting dreams for you tonight. I've got a couple of dreams on prophecy, and I'll do those towards the end of the show. Right now, I'm going to tell you about an interesting dream that has symbols in it. It has maybe some, let's see which one I'm going to do first. I think I'm going to do the one where it has some words in it, and I think you'll truly enjoy this one. This one I call Deformed Baby. Okay. The dreamer sends this dream in, and I'm going to read it to you. And then we're going to go through the symbols. And then we'll go to some interpretation. I'll tell you the dreamer's feelings during her waking time. And then I will tell you how it connects to some parts of her life. Now, sometimes when you're dreaming, my mother, as an example, is very difficult to do her dreams because sometimes she doesn't, she'll say, oh no, that's not what I'm feeling. That's, so she has to think about how her dream life, the feelings in her dreams, are really affecting her day, her waking life, how those feelings in her dreams may correlate to her waking life. But then sometimes she says, no, I'm not feeling that. No, no, no. So you may run across, if you're interpreting with friends, you may run across someone that says, oh no, that's not it, that's not it. And that's not to say give up. That's to say you just need to keep working. And sometimes dream interpretation is difficult. It's not always super easy. Okay, well, let's go back to this dream, Deformed Baby. I am at a place like a circus big top, and I'm talking with people. I look up and see three young people that I know. I recognize them, and I see their sister, Juliana. I had a hard time remembering her name because all the siblings had names starting with a J. The three young adults were in a camper on top of a ramp made of mattresses. Juliana had a baby that they were all taking care of in the trailer. I look at it and I take it and feed it, and then a brother grabbed it and threw it up in the air and it broke in half. I tried to fix it and I could see the body getting a little bit hard with rigor mortis. It started smelling, so I jumped into my car to take it to the hospital. But I ended up on a road that dead-ended into a place called Sacred Heart. It was the name of the hospital in my town, but it wasn't the hospital. I turned the car left, and a gang member comes over to rob me. And I'm afraid, but the gang member looks in the car, and he turns around and just walks off. And then I wake up. Okay. Excuse me. So the main feeling in that dream is one of urgency to save the baby, and then it's fear because the motorist, the dreamer, has come to a dead end in her efforts to save the baby, and then she turns down a road, a darkened road, and there's a gang member, and she's fearing for her safety. Okay, so connection to waking life. The dreamer had a conversation with some friends at Vacation Bible School about life's purpose, and that same night she had prayed that she would find her purpose, or that she would dream of her purpose, just so that she would know what was going on. The colors in the dream were dark, which further there were no certain colors that stood out, so the darkness overall of the dream kind of points to this is a heavy dream. This is a dream full of uncertainties. Okay, symbols. As I interpret dreams, I believe the baby is a symbol for dreams. and the dreamer does also. The young adults are from Waking Life, but the sister is a stranger. The name, the name was said in the dream, it wasn't seen. And so I played around with the name, and Juliana could be Julie and Anna. The dreamer knows two people, one Julie, one Anna. And in Waking Life, they are polar opposites. Julie is very rich with very poor parenting skills and very ethnocentric ideas. Whereas Anna is a person with high protective mothering feelings. She is a polar opposite to the idea of Julie. So you've got two personalities, you can kind of see the contradiction of those two personalities taking care of the person's dream, the person's goal. Okay. Sacred Heart is printed out, and it symbolizes almost a falsehood, but it goes to the heart. I think the heart is the living, breathing part of your body. That's where your secrets are held. Your heart, your ideas, your hopes, your dreams. Okay, so the path dead ends into a false heart. The gang member is also another character who is a contradiction. He causes fear. He's on this dark road. Here's a gang member, but he's not there to rob the dreamer. He walks away. So in essence, when the dreamer turns off of that path to find help for her dying dream, she turns off of onto the scary path, and she sees the scary people. But it's like the dog that has the bark that's really bad, and the bite is nothing. Okay, so the solution to that dream seems to be telling the dreamer that her life's dream is in danger of dying, even with the dreamer feeding it. The culprit is the contradiction of the indecisive feelings of the dreamer. When the dreamer realizes the dire contradiction between her feelings of "I want this goal" or "I really don't want this goal." Oh yes, I do. When she realizes that is causing her dream to wither away, she goes to get help for it, but she's going the wrong way. The path is a dead end. She has to go off of the path to search for her help for her dream. Even though that path may seem scary, it's going to be okay. And that was a great dream. I love that dream. It's telling you don't be afraid. Go for your dreams, even if you feel uneasy or scared, okay? Because you're always protected. Let me see. There's another really interesting dream. It's called Escape. I'm doing another one that deals with not dreams, but maybe the workplace. Okay, let me read this dream to you. The dreamer is at a large function and is talking to a grandparent with three children. The youngest is one, and the grandmother has put her on medication for hyperactivity. The dreamer is disturbed by this and is asking the grandmother if the child goes outside to play and run off her energy, who told her to put her on medication to stop her from this activity. Now the child is running around the grandmother's feet, and she's just playing and laughing. And as they go through this conversation, the dreamer looks down at the same time the grandmother does, and the child has run off. The dreamer and the grandmother run, and then several other workers at the function start to run, and they find the child. The child is found climbing a palm tree in the middle of a fountain. The dreamer turns to leave because the child's found, and she was in a precarious situation, but she's all right. And when the dreamer turns to leave, she sees a cousin that looks back at her, and background knowledge is that this is my cousin. She tells the dreamer that the grandmother blamed her for not watching, but she definitely says, it's not my fault. Okay. And she doesn't take the blame for the child running off, which would seem kind of strange because the cousin wasn't there at all. The dreamer was there with the grandmother. Okay. The second part is that the dreamer then walks to the open part of the function, and she sees hors d'oeuvres on a tray. And she starts to think about, hey, how come these hors d'oeuvres weren't on my side of the building where I was before? The dreamer grabs the last two hors d'oeuvres in the tray. She sees that the tray is being held by her friend. Her friend says, oh, your mother bought these hors d'oeuvres for the whole function. And the dreamer feels like, hey, my mom didn't tell me she did this. Her mother bought three different kinds of hors d'oeuvres at $900 each. The dreamer is a little bit floored by this. And she sees her name in writing, getting the credit for the hors d'oeuvres. She's so involved in eating the hors d'oeuvres that she walks outside, and she's about to get lost until some people inside the building come out and lead her back in. Okay, the dreamer says the main feeling in this dream is one of anxiety. Anxiety to catch the child that is escaping, and a feeling of missing out on the treats and then there's the final one is one of getting lost, a fear of loss. So the connection to waking life for this dreamer is the dreamer immediately said she feels trapped. She feels trapped in where she is right now with her age. She feels like her youth is slipping away and that she's unappreciated at her job. There's anxiety about going back to work because the dreamer has been off for several weeks due to a leave of absence. There were no particular colors that stood out to the dreamer. So we've moved on to symbols. One symbol was the cousin. The cousin that appeared very young is actually an older cousin in her life, but she appeared young. And this cousin is a fiery cousin, and she doesn't take any stuff. And someone says something to her, she's like, let me tell you how it is. So she is very youthful in this dream. The other symbol that stood out was the child that's running around. The child is 1 year old, and the number one stands for creativity and originality. Also, some huge things in this is the contrast of the mother the grandmother to the grandchild. Then you've got the older cousin looking like a younger person. Okay. The solution that I gave this dreamer was there is a play on age in the dream. I expressed that to her. The dreamer is frustrated at the old ideas which medicate the activity of her youth. The girl escapes. The creativity escapes. And the creativity and originality is in danger, possible danger, but it's saved. It shows that the escape will not be detrimental to the dreamer. You can escape. Nothing's going to happen to you. It's going to be kind of scary, but you can escape this. The blame for the child's escape, the escape of the creativity, was put on was because of the fieriness of the cousin. But the cousin says, no, I'm not taking blame for that. It's not because of me that the creativity got away. It's because of you. The older ideas, the antiquated ways of doing things. The dreamer feels left out of the group because of the whole group is having their little snacks. They're all coming together. She feels unappreciated. But then those feelings of slight have gone away because in the dream it shows that they really are appreciative of her. They're just not telling her that they appreciate her. So that's that's more knowledge that she didn't have before that comes through the dream. Everyone else is thanking her because of her motherly actions, that the mother bought the snacks. But it is actually her, the dreamer, wherein she actually sees her name on a program giving thanks for the hors d'oeuvres. So it's her generosity and her humility that people are really appreciative of, but they don't say that they are. I think this dream is calling the dreamer. The action this dream is saying is for the dreamer to focus on situations that's not coming from feelings of offense. Don't be offended at the little things. Look at the bigger picture. Don't let people medicate your youthfulness, your creativity, your ideas. Let those live. Let those strive to be on top. Don't let them get squashed down. Okay, now those are two dreams. They're very similar dreams. Very, very interesting. So that my advice to this dreamer again is to don't worry about things that you can't control. The little things. Don't let little things damp out your creativity. Because you certainly can become burned out and just bitter. I've seen people, I laugh because there is a person I work with, and you can see that her life is slowly being, I guess before she must have been a very lively person, but now she is a complainer. She's been at my workplace for many, 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 many years, and I told my mother the other day, she complained that the sun was shining. She just complains about anything and everything, and I'm sure that wasn't her personality when she came out of the womb, but over the years, you focus on these things that don't matter, and you don't focus on the greater purpose. You don't focus on God. You don't give Him His glory. If you don't do that, you're going to become stamped out and medicated by ideas, other people's ideas, that is. All right, you know, since I'm talking about God, let's go into our prophecy dreams. I've had several come in, and I am, these two dreams are by a family member of mine, and they were, I think they were within a week of each other. And so after this dream, we're going to have to talk and see if what comes true. So the first dream was one of the family member was cleaning up her house, making her house ready, cleaning it up, getting it ready because there was a new baby. And all the family members were coming to see the new baby. And she was excited and she woke up. So, babies can mean your dreams. It can mean new beginnings, a lot of things. So she has this dream first, a week or so ago. The next dream she has is of a fish sandwich. She's making a fish sandwich for this lady. And the fish is so big that she has to fold it over twice and pin it into the bread. Now, with the end, very short dream, she woke up. Very short dream. Fish can stand for Christianity. Eating a fish sandwich, I did some research and it said eating a fish sandwich can stand for, there's a contradiction between your spiritual self and reality, and your reality self, melding those two realities together. There could be a contradiction. Now, okay, you can go and say, okay, maybe that's true. First of all, you want to see if the dream resonates with the interpretation resonates with the dreamer. So because of the dream she had before about the house, everyone coming over to the house to see the baby, she believes her dream, her fish dream, is about a birth, about a pregnancy. So even though there's different interpretations for fish, you have to look at the interpretation that fits with the dreamer. Okay. The fish can also, the fish is a huge symbol in many cultures for babies. So not only take, even though Christianity is also a symbol for fish, whenever I think about fish, I think about, oh, that's the baby. So you can take different interpretations, but take the one that resonates with you. So I will let you know if someone in my family has a baby anytime soon, and then we'll know that her prophecy dream came true. Let me give you another dream that she had. It was about the flooding. I believe I told you about this before, about the flooding, waters coming up, and I did, about the waters coming up so high above the rooftops, and about a month later, huge flood comes, and people are stuck, absolutely stuck. So prophecy dreams can be fun, and you will know, it's almost like a something in your gut where you know that that is something true, that's something that that is more than a dream. Okay. All right, I didn't get any prophecy dreams from my listeners, and I want you guys to send me in some things, because I would love to look at those and try to work with you to interpret them. Okay. All right, let's see. I think we have time for one more dream. Let me check. Okay, I think I'm going to tell you about a dream that I had. I was with my brother, and I had to buy something, and I had a little bit of money, and my we went to this parking lot, and I believe I had a $20 bill, and I had to use part of it for something. And I went to the park, I was in the parking lot, and I went to the cashier, and I purchased something from her, and the thing that I really wanted was $3.99, and I looked at my money, and all I had was change left. So I took the money, and I said to her, here's $3.99, but I knew it wasn't $3.99. And I said, take it. And then I felt bad, and I said, please count it. I don't think it's $3.99. And she took it, and she threw it into her till. And she's like, oh, yeah, it is. And her bosses came, and they were talking to her, fussing at her, because she was out in the parking lot doing business. So my brother said, get in the car, because we had to go back home. And previously, we had gotten in the car, and we were going to go down this long road, but all these horses came, and we had to wait for the horses. So he said, I'm going to wait until they leave. And so that's why we were in the parking lot shopping. So this time, when we got in the car to go, he kept looking back like he was nervous. I said, what's wrong? Is it the police? What's wrong? Are you speeding? And he said, no, the horses are back. So I looked back, and there's these, I believe there's three huge black horses come running. They're running. And the last one, the fourth one, there was a fourth one, and it was smaller, and it was a black fox. So I just had this dream, and with my interpretations, you can see the symbols in the dream were the numbers 399. Which plays out with the horses being, there's three horses, and then there's a fourth one, which wasn't a horse anyway. That one wasn't a horse. So anyway, the number three means completion. It could also mean 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 years. nothing's resonating with me now, especially with time. I find sometimes it's difficult to do my dreams because the time factor, if I just dream it, I think, okay, is it 3 hours from now, 3 weeks from now, or does it mean completion? So we're going to play around with this dream as I tell you about it today, tonight. So I see the symbol of the horses. Horses, creativity, a change in direction, a new path I'm taking. They're a big, strong, bold path. I'm on the right path. So I'm waiting for them to overtake us. My brother and I want to get in front of it, but in front of the herd, but we can't. So we're waiting for it to overtake us and keep going so that we won't get stuck. And then following all the horses, a little fox. The symbol of fox for foxes is sly. He's a predator. He's cunning. He has a sense of, when you see a fox, you think of the hunting foxes, the foxes that outsmart the dogs. And seeing that fox, I'm going to put the characteristics of being sly, being slick. I don't see anybody else in the dream doing that, but it following my horses, I'm coming into the interpretation of I'm going to have to be cunning in order to stay on this right path, in order to go towards my goal, because foxes can also mean being sly and cunning in that you're not telling everyone your business. You don't need to tell everyone what you're doing, because if you do that, you may not achieve it. And that resonates with me, because I think Sunday ago I was in church and the pastor was saying, don't tell everyone what you're doing. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was at a speaker, a workshop about computers, and the man was saying, don't tell everyone what you're doing, because you got the negative people that'll come in and say, oh, you can't do that. That sounds horrible. You know, you can't do that. You're wasting your time. And then after you become a success, they go, oh, wow, that's great. What a wonderful thing to do. And that really resonated with me, because I've seen that happen many, many, many times. So my interpretation, I'm sorry, that was my my computer. My interpretation of that dream would be that I'm on the right path with my goals and my dreams. I need to follow them, but I also need to be careful about what's going on, who I'm telling them to. I need to be smart about how I put my dreams out there. The 399, I'm going to have to talk to you guys later to figure out what that is, because the idea of completion, maybe I don't think I've completed my dreams. I'm on the right track. So I've always said 3 days, the ninth hour. So we'll see, and I'll let you know next week, because I should know what happens or what it means by then. And I see that we have come to the end of the hour. I want to tell you to keep interpreting your dreams. Keep listening to what your inner self is telling you, where your inner self is leading you, because it's a wonderful, wonderful journey. If you're in tune with your body and getting the messages from your creator. Special thanks out to my daughter, who has sat here and has been very, very quiet while mommy has done her podcast. Remember, you can talk to me. Drop me an email at www.night_talker@rocketmail.com. That is NIGHT_TALKER.com. Okay, everyone, I will see you in your dreams. And this is a special goodbye from little Azaria. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
All right. Thank you. And see you next month.